Conventional wisdom says that once a computer is more than a couple of years old, you're better off replacing it than repairing it if it breaks down. Same thing for all matter of new appliances, from televisions to Palm Pilots. Commentator Donald McCaig does not subscribe to such theory, especially when it comes to cars.
I was at Sam's wrecking yard looking for front seats for the dogmobile because the springs were poking through the old ones. Sam's is a high-class outfit. Late model cars, and they separate by makes and models, and their enormous forklift is toting junkers here and there or to the car crusher. Real good cars, the ones some mechanic might get running again, they paint "Do Not Crush" on the windshields. After I found what I needed and went to the office, Mr. Sims told me I shouldn't park the dogmobile near the wrecked cars, that I should park in front of the office next time. I asked how come. I'm a crackpot about machines. When I buy my machines, I figure they'll outlast me. Unfortunately, I've got older than I ever thought I'd get. Our farm truck is a 1953 Dodge Power Wagon, which runs fine, except the windows don't roll up, which is pleasant in the summertime. And you can put cardboard in the winter. My D17 Alice Chalmers tractor was made in 1958. The last time I took our Sunday car, the 89 Grand Marquis, to the Jiffy Lube, the kid crawled out from the grease pit and said, "There are 10 grease fittings. The book says there's only supposed to be 3. "Don't worry about it, son," I told him. "The frame's not original." The dogmobile is an 82 Subaru, which takes our dogs to the swimming hole and hay to our sheep. It'll carry 8 dogs if one rides on my lap, or 4 hay bales, 2 in back and 2 on the roof. The driver's door, front fender, and back hatch are different colors, so it has a festive appearance. Yes, it runs. Parts are a problem. For some reason, manufacturers figure that once a machine gets to be 20 or 30 or 40 years old, nobody wants to fix it anymore. Now, how would you like it if you went into the hospital and they said, "Sorry, we only fix kids"? My parts people often have the word vintage in their names. I buy tractor parts from vintage tractors and power wagon parts from vintage power wagons. When I needed a chainsaw part, I called Ron Fleming in Toronto. Ron's got vintage chainsaws going back to the 40s. My 73 Homelite EZ was almost too new for Ron to fool with. So anyway, at Sims Wrecking Yard, I asked why they wanted me to park the dogmobile in front of the office next time, and Mr. Sims hemmed and hawed, but it turned out that his forklift driver had mistook the dogmobile for a junker and put the forklift under it, and Mr. Sims came running out of the office to save the dogmobile from the car crusher. They put it back where it had been, undamaged. But Mr. Sims was embarrassed. Now, I admit that most of Sims' junk cars are newer than the dogmobile, and most don't have fenders different colored than the doors, and most don't have hay on the roof, and mistakes do happen. Maybe I'll paint "Do Not Crush" on the windshield. That'll fix it.
Donald McCaig lives on a sheep farm in the western mountains of Virginia.